St. Paul Island could lose all air service starting today, and the city fears it will not return until Raven Alaska's airplanes are certified to fly over open water. A judge approved the owners of Raven Air Group to purchase Penn Air this fall at auction for $12.3 million, more than a year after the aviation company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Here's St. Paul Island City Manager Phil Zavdil.
We're in a situation where the transition and possibly no plane available to Penn Air Raven to fly it to St. Paul. We're going to have a lapse in service.
A statement from Raven says they found out last week that the Saab 340 they had planned to lease from former Penn Air CEO Danny Siebert to fly to St. Paul will not be available. But they are working to get their aircraft certified to fly to the island as soon as possible. Between now and February, when Raven's Dash 8s are expected to be certified to fly over water by the Federal Aviation Administration, Zavdil says there are nearly 500 passengers scheduled to fly to and from St. Paul Island. Since Tuesday, community leaders from St. Paul have been in talks with the U.S. Department of Transportation, as well as Raven and Penn Air, in an effort to keep their flights running over the holidays.
I find it unfortunate that the community has been put in this position, and we're the ones that are having to address this and make calls and find out what's going on when the airline is the one that has the legal responsibility to provide the service.
Zavdil says Trident Seafoods has already set up charters to fly in about 240 workers for the snow crab season, and St. Paul leadership is exploring that option as well to ensure community members can travel over the holidays. The attorney for the trustee overseeing the Penn Air sale, Michael Markham, said, quote, "As always, it is the intention that the route to St. Paul will continue uninterrupted. The aim is to finalize the sale by the end of the year."